This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, it is a special edition of Baseball Nuggets because on the line, we have Frisco Rough Riders pitcher and number two pick in the Major League Baseball draft this past, going back just a little bit. We've got Jack Leiter on the line. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Man, Jack, thanks so much for joining us. I was wondering about spring training. I just go back real quick to my first spring training. I was like, man, these guys are big. Now, I was drafted out of high school. What was it like in this year's first spring training where there are no major leaguers and then eventually the major leaguers showed up?
Well, honestly, for me to start, never having been through a spring training and seeing what a normal one was like, it felt pretty normal. We got there pretty early. A lot of the pitchers did and stayed there throughout the duration. So kind of got to know all the pitchers, the minor league pitchers, that is, really well through that time. And then once the big leaguers kind of came to that negotiation, I realized that that's what a normal spring training was actually like with them walking around. And that was really cool.
Jack, I was out there Saturday night to get the eyes on what you were doing. Saw your dad taking pictures with everybody. He looked super happy to, you know, watch his kid pitch and everything. And I just started thinking, when was the last game that you can remember where it wasn't a big deal? Because from now on, it seems like every time you step on the mound, there are going to be lots of eyeballs wanting to know what Jack Leiter is going to do.
I mean, honestly, it feels like going back to junior year of high school, every game felt like a big deal in its own way. And that's kind of the way I like to go into the games is, you know, every game there's something on the line. There's something to prove. There's people there watching that maybe haven't seen you before. So kind of going in each game with that same mentality, that's kind of how it worked out at Vanderbilt. All the pitchers on that pitching staff went into each game, you know, not overlooking it. And that kind of made the ones that were, you know, seemingly bigger to outside perspectives kind of seem, you know, just the same, just another game.
We were talking with Woody yesterday. We had him on his weekly show with us, and he said, you know, he was asking Corey Seager, hey, are you nervous when you go out there today? And Corey said, I'm never nervous whenever I step on the field. It's a baseball field. And I was kind of curious on Saturday night as you were in the bullpen and everybody's hanging over the bullpen, yelling at you and everything, and you're getting ready to go. Was that you yelling?
It
was not me yelling.
Bullpen?
I was just waiting to see him come out. I was just waiting. But like, were there nerves building up, getting ready to go into it? And did you have a moment where you said, "I have to kind of clear the mechanism and get back to it"?
I mean, I don't know if I would say nerves, but definitely anxieties leading up to pre-games, and that's kind of the way I've been always before games. It's just there's that game day anxiety. You want to get out there and you want to get going. And it's not really result-oriented. It's sort of, you know, what I can control. And I'm anxious to get out there because I want to, you know, help the team win and do what I can do that day. And for me, usually that first warm-up pitch is when it all kind of clears out, all that anxiety. You know, it's feeling good. Hit the catcher's glove. All right, now we go. Now we kind of go into compete mode. So that's kind of where I was at then.
Talk with Jack Leiter right here on 105 Through the Fan, your home of the Texas Rangers. I know we want to get back into your story specifically in your career, but I am curious, since we followed this a lot leading into the draft last year, what are your thoughts about Kumar Rocker and what do you think he could contribute to a franchise?
I mean, Kumar, he's a great guy, and he was maybe one of the most fun pitchers that I've ever seen, you know, in person. Just watching him compete every week, and you know he was pitching against the same lineup that I was going to be pitching against the next day. So it was fun to, you know, chart his game and see how he went about his business. And even when I stepped on there day one on campus, just like working out in the weight room, you know, on and off the field, he's an awesome guy and a really good competitor. So I think whatever team gets him is gonna be really happy with that.
So, Jack, your dad, Al, tried to teach me his cutter, and he made it sound so simple. And I would keep telling Al in 2002 and 2003, I'd be like, Al, I'm trying to do what you're saying, but it's not working for me. He's like, it's really simple. Just cut the ball with this finger right here. It'll do it. Jack, have you learned the cutter that your dad had that just dominated major league hitters? Because for me, I tried really hard, and I could never figure out how to throw his cutter. Do you throw your dad's cutter?
I throw my dad's slider grip, and his cutter grip is pretty similar to that. So I do throw it in bullpens and catch play, but kind of similar to you. It doesn't come as easy to me as it did to him. So I throw that same pitch, but it hasn't gotten, you know, quite to the point where I can rely on it, not nearly as much as he did, at least. So maybe one day.
Do you ever think sometimes that's why former great professional athletes struggle as coaches? Because they're like, just do it the way I did it when I was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I think that does come difficult to some former players when it comes to coaching. But overall, honestly, I think my dad, the way he goes about, you know, coaching guys up, and I mean, he can't help himself. If he sees a kid throwing in the park and he thinks there's a mechanical adjustment that could be made, he'll stop over and coach the kid up. So he loves it.
I love your dad, man. He was an amazing mentor for me and tried to help as much as he could with the lack of stuff that I had in the major leagues. When it comes to Jack Leiter, who are maybe some of the pitchers that you love watching that you try to maybe take something from?
Yeah, I mean, I just love, you know, watching a well-pitched game, whoever it might be. Because my dad played for multiple teams, I never really grew up liking one specific team. I just liked players, and I liked watching good games. But, I mean, I'm obviously biased towards the Vandy guys. So, you know, watching, you know, Price, Minor, Sonny Gray, Walker Buehler, Kyle Wright, and kind of the list goes on there. I always like to tune in for them, and if I'm not watching, I like to look back and kind of see how they did. So those are fun guys that I've been lucky enough to meet in person and kind of occasionally bounce ideas off of them. So trying to take some stuff from them.
One of the great pitchers we got to see locally here while we was coming up through the system and high school here is Clayton Kershaw. Gotta know, one of the big stories of the day, 7 innings, perfect game going. What did you think about that decision? And how would you have reacted if you had 7 innings of a perfect game and they were told, hey, great job, we're going to go ahead and bring somebody else in?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot probably went into that. Obviously, him being an older guy, he really must know his body and the shortened spring training. I'm sure he had at least somewhat of a say in that because, yeah, I mean, if I really think if any pitcher, a competitor, especially as successful and obviously talented as he is, I think he would have wanted to go out there and finish that game, and I would have wanted to do the same.
I probably would have just launched it over the center field fence and got kicked off the team altogether.
That's why you're here.
That's why I'm on radio instead of out there pitching. I'm kind of curious also, Jack, like, a lot of people are like, let's get him up to the big leagues right now. Let's get him. I want to see him in a Rangers uniform. And I'm sure every competitor is like, I am ready. But what's the process like for you in saying, okay, I have to be patient and understand that the club has my best interests and they'll get me there whenever I am ready?
Yeah. I mean, stuff like that isn't for me to decide. And, I mean, I've never felt like, you know, I've arrived anywhere, and I don't think any pitcher really has, because even the best pitchers are always working on stuff, and that's kind of all I can control. And I do feel like there's always a lot to work on. So if that's what I focus on and, you know, improving each time out there, then that's what I'm going to do, and kind of just controlling what I can control.
Jack Leiter joining us right now, future Cy Young winner, going to be the greatest pitcher in Rangers history. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's, you know, those are realistic goals.
Yeah.
Did you know, Jack, that you were going to Double-A before spring training started, or was that kind of at the end of spring training they said, hey, we're going to start you off in Double-A?
I mean, they put us in working groups probably 2 weeks into spring training, and those were the guys that I was with and kind of getting to know, catchers I was throwing with, pitchers I was playing catch with every day. But no, I wasn't sure until, you know, the last week.
And then when it comes to your legs, everybody's noticed your legs. How much have you, how do you work your legs every day? Like, are we doing squats and we're doing lunges every day? Because everybody's been impressed with what that lower half looks like.
No, that's just something that, obviously, again, back to my dad, that he always emphasized. You know, the upper body, you kind of want loose and whippy, at least from his perspective, and that's obviously what I took on. And the lower body kind of, especially out the day after you pitch, you really can't get after that one enough. Obviously, you know, not hurting yourself, but particularly in the off season, there's definitely been an emphasis on working hard, especially lower body, since I was a sophomore in high school, and kind of just seen that progress. But no, it's not an everyday thing. It's pretty standard, you know, 2, maybe 3 times a week, some lower body exercises.
Well, Jack, just to let you know, your dad Al told me to lose weight, and I did. I went from like 220 to 200 when I got released by the Mets and then went to the Rangers. So I listened to your dad too, but you can tell your dad losing the 20 pounds didn't help me become a better big league pitcher.
I'll tell him.
Basically, what I learned from that, Jack, was that Mike wants to know the leg workout, and he's still working on being a great pitcher. You're doing great, Mike.
I'm trying to live up to Al's standards.
Outside of just baseball, because obviously that is what the focus is, what kind of other things are of interest to you outside of just baseball?
I mean, I've really picked up golfing since, you know, quarantine started. I think a lot of people have, but I think that's a really nice way to, you know, spend an off day, not sitting at home playing video games all day, kind of being outside, but not super physically taxing, and something competitive, but it's away from baseball, kind of take your mind off it for a couple hours. So I think that's a great way. And obviously a lot of baseball players like to do the same. And there are some great courses out in Arizona, but really anything outdoors, love the beach and hikes or anything like that. Yeah.
A lot of hiking areas in the like Frisco area that you're trying to find right now.
Honestly, haven't gotten to explore the area much at all yet.
Okay. Well, there's some small places that you can get to. It'll be fun.
What do you shoot golf wise?
It's definitely not great. I started off probably, you know, like any golfer would, in the hundreds, and I've kind of worked my way down to around a bogey golfer, I would say.
There you go. Bogey golf is Mike is, right?
Yeah, it's about like that. Now, what would you say if you were to take strokes off of your game? Is it more the short game or putting the ball in the fairway or hitting the greens? What's the thing that gives you the most problem?
Putting the ball in the fairway, for sure. A lot of my strokes in most of my rounds are spent on drops from, you know, trying to hit the ball further than I probably should be and goes out of bounds and now dropping 3. So I would say if I put the ball in the fairway, those are my best rounds.
Man, I appreciate all of that insight, both into golf, but more so even into baseball.
Pitching and leg workouts.
Yeah, we appreciate having you on, and then I'm sure you know that, but obviously all of the Rangers fandom is really rooting for you, as are the Rough Riders fans. So thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you for having me.
There you go, Jack Leiter, right here on your home of the Texas Rangers, 105.3 The Fan.
And so much action.
You
didn't tell
him you were nervous.
I had to get over my nerves, you know? I had to get past it.
Coming up next.
I just interviewed a guy the last time I saw him, besides when he signed, was 2 years old.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle. vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.